Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm talking with Colin Standish, co-leader of the Canadian Party of Quebec.
Yeah, the Canadian Party of Quebec is a provincial political party. We were founded in 2022, just before the last provincial election, so dedicated to federalism, language rights, and human rights in the province of Quebec.
Okay. Now, you're going to be speaking at Bromont this Saturday, the 19th. So tell us about that. Tell us about the topics and what you're going to have to say.
Yeah. So we have a regional event this weekend. So coming up in Bromont on the 19th between 1 and 4 p.m. So it's about staying Canadian. So a variety of topics. We'll have myself as a speaker, Murtis Fossey, the other co-leader, and Keith Anderson, former leader of the Equality Party of Quebec. So going to be talking about the current state of federalism here in the province, about, you know, what's going on with health and social services, also the constitutional aspects of Bill 96 in particular. So trying to give people an idea of what's going on and what we can do potentially if there's another referendum on the horizon as well.
Okay. And you're also going to be talking about the 11th province. What is that about?
That's correct. So the potential of, you know, in the case that there is another referendum, that people who want to stay in Canada, how we could go about doing so. So loyal Canadians want to remain part of Canada and not a potentially another separate country that Quebec could be in certain situations. So trying to talk about that and how we could remain Canadian with our full rights and freedoms intact, and how that can be done legally and constitutionally and economically. So we're going to be discussing that as well.
Okay. And that is Saturday, the 19th. It's from 1 to 4, and it's located at, you're going to be at 400 Shepherd Street in Bromont, okay?
Yeah, we're at the new Velodrome. It's a beautiful building dedicated to cycling. So, I encourage all townshipers to come out. That's located, in Bromont, so just off the main highway, and there will be refreshments available. It'll be great to see everybody there.
Okay. Do you foresee another referendum on the horizon?
You know, certainly hope not. And we're going to talk a little bit about this because there's been so many, you know, misunderstandings that the first, you know, and second referendums in 80 and 95, that, you know, there wasn't really ever legitimacy, right? That you could have had 90% of people say yes, and it didn't mean Canada had to change, right? So I think there's a lot of misunderstandings about what the referendums, we often say, oh, it was so close. But until I went to law school, I didn't really understand that. That the referendums really didn't have the same meaning that we all attribute to it. Obviously, a yes vote would have led to some, you know, would have presumably led to some changes. But a third referendum in the future with changes in Bill 96, with the federal government not defending the Constitution, we're in a very dangerous place with the PQ high in the polls, with the potential of a potentially a conservative government that would most likely not have significant Quebec representation. In several years' time, you really could be heading toward the cataclysm where a third referendum, if there's any legitimacy to it, we really are setting ourselves up for a very dangerous situation. So we're going to be talking about that this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Has the party grown? It's a really new party. Has it grown a lot in the past few years?
Yeah. So the Canadian Party, we were founded just 3.5 months before Election Day. We were the seventh of 27 parties in the last election. So didn't win any seats. I myself ran in Westmount, St. Louis, downtown Montreal. But trying to build up the party, we had three townships candidates last time around in Brome-Séquard, Wolford, and St. François. So certainly trying to get townshipers involved, a lot of Montrealers, people in the Pontiac, and throughout Quebec. There seems to be a renewed interest in the past few months as well. So we're building up the team, we're fundraising, and we're trying to create a framework for success for the next provincial election in 2 years' time.
Okay. What would be the biggest aspect you hope your party will accomplish?
You know, really, you know, at this point, we're really trying to push the agenda, so raising the alarm bells on continuing on Bill 96, and so trying to push that, Bill 21, the so-called secularism law, Bill 40, where even the Eastern School Board and all the Quebec school boards are officially abolished, and only it's because of court stay at this point in time. So really trying to raise the alarm bells on what's going on. we are trying to raise funds, get people interested, and trying to make sure that we can win seats in the next election.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to find out more about the party, there's a website?
Of course. It's CanadianPartyQuebec.ca, Public Canadian Quebec.ca. So, yeah, if you want to check it out, lots of information there. We have our six core principles online, policies, and ways to get involved. So please check us out, CanadianParty.ca.
Okay, good. So that you'll be in Bromont Saturday, that is tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. And that will be at 400 Shepherd Street, okay? What else would you like to say, Colin, while you're here?
It's so great to be here. Come all, that Downshippers have been, very prominent our last two events. We had one in Knowlton in April 2023, and last November at Lyon about the university tuition debacle. So really encourage people to come out. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and for the sort of end of fall, before the winter sets in, it'd be great to have people out. We have a lot of RSVPs at this point in time. You can send us an email if you'd like to attend, but you can also just show up. So bring family, friends. See you in Bromont tomorrow.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Colin, and all the best on the event and the future of your party.
Thank you so much.